Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin.
And boy, Tanya, is it bright out here today.
It is. Whew, it's sweaty. This 90-degree weather.
Yeah.
Good thing our feet are in some cold water.
Cold water.
Yes,
that's right.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
So it's the end of summer.
Yeah. As much as we hate to see it.
I know. How does it make you feel? When we get to almost Labor Day weekend, it kind of signifies summer's over, fall's beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that feel like to you?
Well, you know, it feels okay.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love summer, by the time a summer is done, I am ready for crisp nights and fire pits and s'mores.
Yes.
And, you know, all the things that fall brings.
I agree
with
that. Yeah. Oh, pumpkin spice everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure our listeners love to get to the edge of summer and get all the pumpkin stuff out and smell the pumpkin smells.
Yeah.
I love it. I love fall.
I do too.
So as much as I hate to see summer come to an end, it's coming to an end, folks, and we're celebrating today.
That's right.
This is our last of summer bash. So if you're only listening, you're going to need to tune into our YouTube channel because you're missing the show.
You're going to want to see this.
For sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about kind of the end of summer and
then what we
can look forward to in the fall.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, as we're wrapping up, a lot of people are going to head to the lake over Labor Day weekend.
That's
a great way to finish up the summer. And but there's lots and lots of different watering holes, if you will. Now, I don't mean bars.
Okay.
I'm not talking about bars.
Okay, Angie.
Watering holes.
All right. I understand.
I'm talking about places you can dip your feet in the water.
Okay.
And
Tell me.
If you haven't been out to Alley Spring in a while, there's several different places out in the Eminence area.
Yeah.
Alley Spring, that is first of all, a beautiful area
to
go any time of the year.
Yes.
But great waterways, places you can hike and kayak and do all the things that summer brings to mind.
Absolutely.
So, and it's not that far away. I mean,
no.
You can be there, you know, an hour to an hour and a half. You can be in that area and enjoy some great things over there.
Yep.
Also, we'll mention Roaring River State Park down in Cassville. That's a great place to go and for some outdoor recreation. Obviously, the Buffalo River. A lot of people like to float the Buffalo River, and so that's a great way to end summer.
Absolutely.
And then I've got to check this out. There's lots of places to hike and lots of waterfalls in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes in the middle of summer, it's just too hot to do that, right?
Oh, I agree.
So
buggy and...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to maybe checking some of those out this fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will also say Fellows Lake. So
I
was at Fellows Lake bike riding last weekend.
Yeah.
So great place to kayak, go fishing, so many trails, and it's beautiful.
It really is
a gorgeous area. So in the fall, I'm sure it's even prettier with the turning leaves and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been out there for a few years, we've mentioned this. I think we mentioned it when we had Gary Gibson on, and we were talking, CU is who runs that. And so... If you haven't been out there for a few years, you need to go because it's totally changed.
Yes, it has. So a few of the things that come to my mind that we love about summer, Springfield Cardinals.
Yes.
I think this is their last week, and so we hate to see that end, but baseball season ends.
Yes.
And football season begins.
Yes.
I'm a football fan.
Me too.
The farmers markets around.
Yes.
We've had a full summer of farmers markets, so if you haven't been to one, they're still open usually till October.
Yeah.
So make sure you go out and hit one of those. The Route 66 Festival was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we missed that.
We missed
it. Lake. So
yes, but next year is their 60th anniversary.
Yes.
And so we'll make sure we highlight that next year and getting closer to that so we don't miss it.
Yeah.
And another tip that I recently found online is going to visit a cave. So fall would be a great time to head on out to a cave and... You know, if you haven't been there in years, and I've personally not, I took my kids to a few when they were small and actually very small. But so that's also a cool weather activity that would be nice to visit in the fall.
Yeah.
And we've got several caves around here.
Yep.
So, Angie, we talked about a reset.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had a really busy real estate season with change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's really taken a lot of our time and energy. And although the changes are good, we still need a reset. And I feel like fall is that time of year.
I agree. You know, yes. so many families are gone on vacation through the summer. We're all trying to pack a lot into those 3 months, right?
Yes.
And it's not even quite 3 months that the kids are out of school. So we're packing in a lot of things. For us, it's our busiest selling season. Typically. We are selling a lot of real estate. But in addition, this year, like you said, we had a lot of things, a lot of changes going on. You and I were training agents and making sure that they understood the new changes. So it's just been a lot. And I feel like for all of us, it's a good time. I think families really like to get back in routines.
Yes.
After school starts.
Yes.
They get back into a routine.
Yes.
Kind of everybody settles in.
Yeah.
And then, And I think it's a great time for an actual reset.
Yeah. So we encourage you as our listeners and viewers that you do the same and think about, okay, getting back into a routine and putting away one season and starting another. It's just kind of a reset for how you feel, maybe your mindset and the things you're going to be doing outdoors, right?
Right.
Because we love to be outdoors.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's a little bit of why we're doing this really short, abbreviated version for you this week. Just want to throw out a lot of options for you, but also we're resetting because we've got so many great things planned
We do. We really do. And we will have a video coming up soon that you can watch on socials about what our fall looks like as far as our rundown. But get ready. It's going to be really, really great.
It's going to blow your socks off.
It'll blow them right off.
Yeah.
So I did a little research on what to look forward to and to do outdoors.
Let's talk about it.
So,
yeah.
Patios.
Oh,
don't you love patio weather?
Love patios in the fall.
Because sitting on a patio right now in August, you're a little sweaty, and you just can't even hardly breathe sometimes.
Right.
So you want to sit inside in the cool air conditioning. So I'm going to run down some of the outdoor patio dining opportunities to put them in your mind, listeners. So that way you can think, oh my gosh, I haven't been there in a while. Oh, I want to get there. You'll have all of that to put on your list. So let's talk about downtown. Vantage and Moxie have a rooftop bar.
Yes.
I was at the Moxie for the first time last week for a birthday party.
Yeah.
And hadn't been there before. Fantastic views of the city.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been there, go down there and experience
check it
that.
Out.
They have food and beverages and or you could just go for the views.
Yeah.
Tie-in Timber with getting into breweries. We're going to have a month of October that we focus a little bit on breweries. So we're going to be asking which ones are your favorites and we're going to go visit
and
those.
And so many of them have great outdoor and
they
live
do.
Music. That's the other thing I love about sitting outside and enjoying crisp fall weather. Also listening to live music.
Yes. Springfield Brewco has a great patio. While you're down at Tie-In Timber, you could eat at T-Bar and Bites. On downtown, Golden Girls Rum Club. You and I went there recently. I wouldn't say that is a place that we frequent, but we had some friends.
In case you're looking for us.
Exactly.
You're
not going to find us at the Golden Girl Rum Club. However, they have a great patio and really great drinks. So if you're downtown eating one night, per se, go over there and have a drink on their patio. Of course, The Rock over off Galloway. Farmers, which we met last weekend and had a mimosa outside on their patio. Also at Galloway, Great Escape. Whole Fast Brewing, which is back downtown. Mother's Brewing. Bear Creek Winery.
Yes.
That's something I hadn't thought about in a while.
Yeah.
And to head down there, and they've got great views down there. Wire Road Brewing, which is in Battlefield. We're going to stop by there in our October brew. What are we going to have, a pub crawl? Our own pub crawl?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who knows what we're going to do, honestly.
Have you been to Buffalo Bar at Top of the Rock this season?
I have not been there yet.
Gorgeous
place.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Gorgeous place to have dinner, have drinks. Of course, the Ozark Mill, walking across the bridge, and the Vineyard Market. They've expanded their patio this summer.
Yeah.
So that's a great place to sit and have wine. And I just wanted to remind everybody, Silver Dollar City's Fall Festival starts September 13th through August or
and
October 26th.
It's so 26th. Much fun. You got to get down there.
Yes. I want to
so
go see
many
all
things
the pumpkins
to do in the Ozarks. So
yes,
get out there and enjoy it. Be sure to take us along with you when you go on your walks and your hikes and so that we can entertain you through the Simply Authentic podcast.
All you have to do is hit follow us on your podcasting app and you'll see our new episode that pops up every Wednesday.
So see you soon.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's do it.
Cheers with our drink we've got here, Angie.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Have a great fall.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.